Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 2nd of July, recording at 9:16 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights in Asian stock markets. Well, it was a quiet day, really. Small gains, small declines. The most interesting development that I saw was the Thai SET index, which is pressing against lateral resistance at 800. It was a new closing high for this move. When I say this move, I'm talking about the bull run that began in 2003. But for Thailand, as you are probably well aware, the index really hasn't done anything except churn sideways since early 2004. So it's pressing up against what is an interesting level. It's still 50% below its highs from 1994, just before the Asian crisis. European stock markets are mostly down on the day, but very modest declines overall. And they were paired by a rally on Wall Street. Now, Wall Street had an impressive day. This is by far the most impressive move in stock markets today, closing out with gains on the order of 1%, a little bit more, up 127 on the Dow nearly, and the NASDAQ slightly in front. The NASDAQ composite, the index was up 29%, and the NASDAQ 100 touched a new high. I'll be posting that chart shortly. New high for this move. Now, in government bonds, these were steady in here, so that rally has continued. And interestingly, the best gains were occurring in some of the laggards. That would be the Euro bunds and the UK gilts, both up over 70 ticks in here today. And the story of the day, however, has really got to be the weakness of the U.S. dollar. This really tumbled down over 521 points on the U.S. dollar index, currently trading at 81.399. So this has come down with a thump in here. Big gains by most currencies against the U.S. dollar, with the euro back up to 136.23. The majors didn't do all that much. Sterling is 201.76. But again, solid gains generally. Some of the Asian currencies had good gains against the greenback in here today. And I think the dollar fell against just about everything, and except for the Zimbabwean currency, such as it is. Now, precious metals, they rallied strongly against that background. Silver back up to 1275 on the September contract. Gold 657, that's bullion. And platinum futures, they were up 13 in here. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, certainly the bond rally helps, and nerves have steadied for the most part. We're still in this sort of ranging reaction phase that I've been describing every day in my audios. That's okay, because we're not getting any major breakdown, and that is correcting the short-term overbought, overextended conditions somewhat by helping these indices move a little bit closer to their 200-day moving averages, which continue to rise. So the bull run is still very much intact, although plenty of obituaries have been written for it, and they are issued on a daily basis, as you know, from commentators around the globe, and not least when people write about the U.S. And there's a big contingent of really U.S.-centric commentators. And, you know, all they do is look at the subprime and pull figures out of the hat regarding the billions that they expect to be lost over this debacle. And I don't underestimate the seriousness of the problem, but I think it's something that the Fed has under control, that the US economy can absorb. I see no evidence that it's going to push the US economy into a recession this year, and I don't think so next year, not least because of the strength of the overall global economy. Is the problem over? Of course not. Will it linger on for quite some time? Of course it will. The bigger risk is not so much to US consumer spending, in my view, but it's who holds all this dodgy debt out there. And you saw that what happened with the Bear Stearns hedge funds, and inevitably there have got to be others that are troubled by this. And the banking sector, this is a major reason why the banks in North America and also Europe have been underperforming in here, and they continue to underperform. And that's a worry for stock markets generally. Now, offsetting that is the strength that we see in a number of Asian banks, which have nothing to do with any of the US subprime. That does not apply to HSBC. HSBC is very much involved in that subprime, as you know. But that's also a very big European and North American bank. Okay. So again, what looks most interesting in here, it's the same sectors. We see emerging markets showing real strength, Eastern European markets in general doing quite well. We see resources markets doing extremely well in here, or at least they're very steady. And Thailand, again, as I've mentioned, picking up among those resources markets. Brazil, just want to put that up on the index. Bear with me while I bring this up on Bloomberg. Brazil, upward break again in here today. So resources still continuing to do well. Emerging markets, the Asian markets in general, although China, that manipulated Chinese market is lagging and very much in a trading range, and I expect it to stay in its trading range. So the fireworks are certainly over there until I think Chinese officials deem that it's all right to let the market reassert its overall upward trend fueled by captured money. In the meantime, I think that new issues will help to weigh on that market. But in my script, I see them wanting a stronger stock market in the run-up to the 2008 Olympics, and I think that's an achievable aim given the amount of money that's locked within China. Okay, government bonds, they remain critical to what happens here overall. I've been saying for several weeks, ever since we got the accelerations downwards in bond prices, the accelerations upwards in yields, that it looked overextended. And I didn't see any reason why the move should continue at this time. What will be really interesting is to see how far this rally actually carries. I won't hazard a guess on that, but I do regard it as a technical rally. Problems for stock markets will return when we get the next spike upwards in long-dated government bond yields. Now, I don't see any reason why that should happen in the short term. It would certainly not surprise me if it happened over the medium term, and medium term, by not my definition, can be anything from 3 months to a couple of years, a little over a couple of years. I think it's a given that that we're going to see higher long-dated government bond yields over the long term, because they're still completing base formations overall, and this is a secular bear market for government bonds. But there's no reason why they need to push up very much here at this time, and so as I say, that's a favorable backdrop to global equities. The US dollar, this really has come back down with a thump in here. So it's pressuring some previous lows. I think actually it's a new low for the year on the US dollar index, and some currencies broke to new highs for this move against the greenback overall. Will this turn into a problem? I've been saying that I expected the dollar to range lower generally. I did not expect a collapse of the dollar, but markets can get emotional. And this sell-off that we have seen recently looks emotional, particularly if we get any follow-through coming in tomorrow that persists throughout the close. Failing that, we could say that in the very short term, the move looks a little bit climactic because it accelerated downwards a bit today. But overall, we have two weak reserve currencies, and that's the US dollar and the Japanese yen, and they've been kind of in leapfrog position to see which was going to stay weaker. And the yen was marginally weaker because the dollar has the favorable interest rate differentials. But right now, the yen is rallying against the dollar, but it's not rallying against anything else. So this is no threat to the carry trade. Among the industrial metals, mostly firmer, led by lead, which has been in the pole position for a good number of months now. The weak one remains nickel, still probing for a bottom. It may have one here around the $3,500 level, but this was kind of a flabby performance today because 3 months nickel got up to $37,500. And it closed out at 35,900. So it can't hold those gains, but it has seen some loss of downside momentum. So it's not beyond the possibilities that nickel is steadying in here and may have actually completed its correction. It's too soon to make that call, but it is a possibility. Copper continues to firm here overall. Incidentally, mining shares really did well in here today, and I think that's pretty much it. Soft commodities mixed slightly easier. I think that's it. Yep. All the best.